Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
An Erio's original.
Playcation!
Hi everyone and welcome to
Playcation!
The Unpacking. I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda, and this is
Playcation the Unpacking.
Well, another week down, and boy, did you have a lot to say about our trips to the Galapagos.
That's right. Well, our poll came back, and with a 86 votes, the final results, another nail biter. But I won 55.8% of the votes to Amanda's 44.2.
It was a close call.
Here's what I think happened, Amanda.
What?
I think you didn't soar above me because of you not stepping foot on land.
And that's fine if people feel that way. For me, if I'm going to the Galapagos, I'm not there to... I was also an eco-freak. I'm not there to experience local culture.
Eco-footprint meant something to you. You literally went, I'm not going to even put a footprint.
I don't need to go on land at the Galapagos. I don't want to explore local cuisine. I'm there to see the animals.
That's fair.
I don't need a nice coffee. I want to go see the boobies.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. I'm just saying, I think, because when I was listening to yours, I was going, she's going to soar. She's going to soar. What I didn't expect and what we got in the comments was people going, I want a coffee. And I was going, well, that's an interesting thing to me because I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought people were, you know, you could get a coffee on the boat, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm drinking coffee every morning with the beautiful view of the sunrise on the boat. Yep. I'm not going out to like local bars and like dancing and karaokeing and eating french fries.
All right.
I mean, listen, I think you and I in real life would both rather take my trip on the Eco Ventura.
I would like a little bit of both. I'm going to be honest because I do love the Eco Ventura, but I do like exploring towns. And does the Eco Ventura stop in like certain towns or they just kind of go through? It just kind of goes place to place and they don't, so you can't really get.
It takes you to, I think it takes you wherever you want to go.
Got it. Because I would like a little of both. You know, I want to dip my toe in the water and I want to spread out on the sand as well.
So let's get into some of these comments. Let's see. I'll just pick one. This is from Eric Hawkins. This is one of the toughest choices yet. Both trips sound fun and great character work all around, but I'm going with Maria because of the bigger role of the local human element. Also land. The detail of Amanda's envelope still being wet somehow almost won me over though.
That's what I wasn't expecting. I was expecting people needing to put their feet on land as much as they did.
Well, some people really don't like boats.
Yeah, and you know what, you guys, we realized because we follow the Eco Ventura on Twitter. You know who follows the Eco Ventura and probably had a hell of a good time? Tom Cruise.
I mean, it's in the name.
Now, Michelle.net, which is a play on Michelle.com, and this used to be Harry Albert, which then turned into Mort Gourley and is now Michelle.net, which is at @placation_stand.
I love it because .com was obviously taken.
Michelle.net said, I feel like Amanda Funbuns lived out more of the Galapagos Island experience and fun, but M. Blasucci's trip just spoke to me, a perfect mix of cozy, chill, and adventure. What can I say? I love a coffee shop, too. I will say the coffee shop element became a bit of a debate on here as well.
It did?
Well, yeah, there was... hold on, I gotta...
Are you talking about the pastry comment?
The pastry. So someone said, you know...
As a fellow pastry head, I think Maria is unfairly maligned for her coffee shop and pastelaria choices. Amanda's most visceral reactions to Michelle.com's Galapagos getaway were in response to an espresso martini carrot cake and a brownie.
And that was from at Special Charge. Yeah.
I've never seen anyone malign you for...
I haven't either.
You're but going to get pastries.
I haven't either, but then someone else, I think it was Tina Sesselman, I can't be sure, said, you know, that's all well and good, but the pastries that I was talking about were not local cuisine pastries. They were a carrot cake and like an espresso martini, you know, and so and someone said, so, you know, it's not like she was getting a taste of the culture here.
That's so interesting. Now, it's like, yeah, maybe you could have, I don't know what a local pastry would have been, but I'm sure you could have dug one out. Maggie Berg says, I want to go on Amanda's trip more than any other trip I've heard from this series so far.
Wow.
Let me see all the animals in an eco-friendly way, please.
There you go. Regular-sized Marissa at Ma Brannick says, this was a tough one. Maria's trip overall more closely matches what I would do if I went to the Galapagos, but swimming with sharks is on my bucket list, so Amanda won me over with her whale sharks and newly discovered turtle shark.
Yeah.
And then Larry Augsburger at LogsB1 said, I would kick a turter to death if that would cure cancer.
Reckoning back to one of my famous moral dilemmas. And now this is a tidbit of information that was sad. Bobby Bean says, tough vote, both great. FYI for Amanda, Darwin's Arch collapsed in May. So sad. No. I snorkeled or scuba'd through it with like 200 sharks around me, and it was the top five experience of my life.
Wow. Gosh, how did it collapse?
Someone must have bumped it.
Tina Sesselman at Tina Sesselman says, I am a Natalie Imbruglia song, torn. I want to vote for both. This is the toughest choice for me so far. Whatever should I do? Now, this was a common thing people said for this episode. People were torn.
Yeah.
I think it goes to show, Amanda, just like what was the one where it was like half of mine and half of yours equals the perfect vacation?
Was Mexico City.
I think that went the same as this. I think half of your luxurious cruise, and then half of mine just mixing with the locals, enjoying the local cuisine, is the, you know, the perfect trip. I think we're learning that put one of us into a pot, mix it all up, and you got the perfect stew.
I mean, that's fair. That is so fair. Rosie said, I hate boats, but Amanda's just sounds so luxurious, I can't turn it down. And now there's been a lot of requests for people wanting to get into this 20-way split with us to actually charter the Eco Ventura.
Wow. Okay. Well, I didn't know that Big Ones listeners were you know, full of money, because I sure as heck can't afford it.
Well, all we need is a couple of K each, and isn't... In certainly we can save that up.
$7,800 each. Who here has $7,800 each?
We could find it.
I guess we could figure out a way. Maybe do like a bake sale. We could find it. @J_McLaughlin83 says, big turtles and finding a little cafe. A big must would be to watch the sunrise or set with a good cup of coffee and really soak in the beauty of the world.
Isn't that sound nice?
It sounds so nice. And then people were really loving the pictures of the blue-footed boobies. They were loving the albatross dance of those birds.
Those boobies are the coolest things I've ever seen.
I think I did a report on them in high school because in biology class, we were given like a different animal. And I think I did the blue-footed booby.
It's wonderful.
They really are wonderful. I've never seen a color as brilliant as a blue-footed booby's foot.
I want to be a blue-footed booby.
Well?
And their eyes are like these little yellow dots.
Yeah, they are. They're like the perfect little dots.
Oh my God, you know what they look like? It's like a surfer boy.
Yeah. Like a fun, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They absolutely do.
Like their hair is kind of gelled back.
This is what at Tina Sesselman said. She said, I love checking out local pastries. It tells you a lot about the culture. Carrot cake and brownies are American imports. So she
she gotcha.
She got me good. Then someone, a Ryan at RY4NF24, just said, sorry, Mandy, without saying who they voted for.
I'm assuming that means they voted for you, but God, I don't know. Maybe they did something else to be sorry about.
I know. Maybe that's someone from your past. This is the only way they can say they're sorry is through, you know, not saying what it's for in between other people discussing where they wouldn't go.
They're making amends.
Allison Koth at Allison KN says, after we've all saved up enough to rent that cruise, can I be part of the 20-way split? So yeah, there we go. Like you said.
And absolutely. Let's get this thing going.
We also have some new reviews because we said if you review us on Apple Podcasts, we shall read them. Seagraves 22 said, what dum-dums thought Maria sang the intro? Have they heard her sing the Erios hotline number? Obviously, if it was anyone who sang the intro, it would be David Bowie's bastard daughter, Amanda Bowie. I envision the music video, including Pennsylvania Jones piloting her around in a hot air balloon to All the Stops. Guest appearances would be Sandal and her muscle-ridden feet singing backup. Then at the end, Amanda Bowie throws her bucket hat at the camera and placation splatters on the screen. Kind of the quality of the Reading Rainbow intro, but with Robin Sparkle's vibes. Anyway, love the show.
I love it. What a great comment. Thank you.
What creativity.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, here's a mind-boggling comment review. It says, pastries for life, big ones forever. This podcast is incredibly fun and engaging. Do yourself a favor and check out the big ones. Maria and Amanda are pure delights. I got you, girls. 1 star.
Yeah. That doesn't quite...
been a mistake, right?
It's a big mistake. That's the biggest. That's the biggest, because it's one thing to give 5 stars and no review, but it's another thing to give a full review and then just give us 1 star.
But this, does that somehow encapsulate our careers?
Yeah. Amazing. Nothing like it. We just can't. It's not for us.
Oh man. I mean, it just means we got more work. We got somewhere to go.
Yeah, but God forbid it's 2 stars. Give us a little pick me up, for God's sake. Barb 1994 says, love it all. I've always loved the big ones, loved Placation so much, and actually now really want to go to some of the places they cover. Changed my life.
I just hope we all get to go to some of these places. And keep us posted if you do end up planning any trips. I want to hear about them.
Let's see. I'm going to look at some emails here. But Amanda, I just want to check in with you about the Galapagos. I know it bumped itself up to your number one. Are you still feeling that way?
It's on my bucket list 100%. So, yeah, I could see myself for a 50th birthday heading out to the Galapagos.
That's great.
Yeah, chartering the Eco Ventura for my 20 closest podcast listeners and taking off, seeing some animals.
Sure. Sure.
How about you?
Yeah, no, the Galapagos seem really awesome. Of all the places we've gone, I don't know if it's my number one. It's definitely like bucket list material because it is such, you know, a to-do to get there. And I think something like a luxury cruise mixed with, you know, stopping at some islands and kind of getting a sense of the life there would be the perfect blend. But I'm still kind of like, you know, PEI is kind of my number one still.
PEI seemed awesome. And I might say, like, We'll have to recap next week and just like we'll each pick our the one we're definitely going to next. Berlin is also still really up there for me.
Berlin seemed awesome.
I just think all the history would be so fun.
And I'm going to let you know, I'm going to let you know a little secret. The more I think about it, the Kimberley is still really cool to me. I think the Kimberley would be a really cool spot, as would Bermuda.
Bermuda's dips now for me. I have to say, it's dipped below the Galapagos if I'm going islands.
Fair. That's fair.
The Kimberley, I still love the Kimberley, but I have to say, as someone who's never been to Australia, I don't know if it's my first stop.
Right. Right, right, right. That's fair. Because you'd want to see the cities. You'd want to see the cities first, probably.
Maybe. I don't know. I like the idea of going to the Outback, of course.
Yeah. You guys that watching that, what's that show I told you to watch? You said some other friends had told you to watch that I really love. Instant Hotel on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
You guys,
yeah.
Instant Hotel. It's these Australian, it's like Australian teams of two. They all have Airbnbs. And it's a contest to see like who has the best Airbnbs, but they all have to stay at each other's Airbnb. And it's really, really wonderful. The first season, a lot of people say it kind of dipped after the first season. I don't agree. I think that they're both great. But in the first, and they go to all different parts of Australia, so you get to see like all the different parts, which is really fun. But there's this one mom and daughter duo that live in Bondi Beach, and the daughter's name is Bondi. And they have this Airbnb, or what they call instant hotels, and it's all centered around them just loving margaritas. That's all. And and they force all the other contestants, when they're staying at their instant hotel, to drink margaritas. And then when one guy doesn't, the mom, I forget what her name is like, well, I don't understand why I didn't have a margarita. And it's just really fun because they get really serious about it. And she's like, oh, is she gonna have a margarita? And he's like, no. And she got like really upset about it.
That's amazing. Why wouldn't he have a margarita? It just wasn't his spirit
into
choice.
It because I think it was one of those margaritas that was like mixed, like those mixed margaritas.
Oh,
that
yes.
Was like probably like super sugary.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, check it out if you haven't checked it out. So we got an email here from Chris Havren. He said, oh no, it looks like Darwin's arch just fell down. It's a good thing Jackie Sansone saw it in time. So people are concerned.
That is sad that arch is gone.
I know. Maybe someone, maybe a boat bonked it and it kind of crumbled. Or maybe someone had some dynamite and just thought, let's see what
let's
happens.
Let's take this arch down.
Here's another email. Hi, Amanda and Maria, fan of the show, writing in to suggest my hometown, Toledo, Ohio, for a placation episode. This is in response to someone calling in with the idea of having to plan a vacation in a less or far less traveled to city. Anyway, Toledo has a really interesting vibe, and I suggest it knowing you'd find some hidden gems. P.S. My favorite sketch that I've always come back to is Amanda Has a Gun on YouTube. Okay, bye. I think that would be a great season of Placation to do all American kind of written people write in and say, come to my hometown virtually.
That would be amazing. I think that would be really fun. Maybe that's, we could even focus each little season on like one continent or one country even.
Yeah. There's a million different ways this podcast could go.
A million.
And which way will it? Oh, and I also want to call out, we didn't have a Riddler riddle last week because we did a poll, but Eric Hawkins, I believe, got every single riddle. So I do want to give him the honorary Placation, the mayor of Placation, because, yeah, and that's a responsibility I don't envy.
I mean, that's, I admire people who are good at riddles. It's not within my skill set.
So next week, Amanda, we're going to, it's going to be our season finale, and we're going to Disney World.
Disney World. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to dive into some research on that.
And if you as the listeners have any suggestions, please tweet at us. Please send in some emails. I'll share all of them because I'm usually the one that checks the emails. But, you know, I'll share all of them with Amanda. And so we can really go in knowing all the inside secrets. That might be fun.
I think that's a great idea. Maybe we each get to incorporate a listener suggestion into our trip.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. As someone who's never been, I just feel like the food options are really going to overwhelm me.
I mean, welcome to Epcot, baby.
I know.
Brace yourself.
I can't even imagine.
I mean, I'm trying to think where I've eaten at Epcot. I haven't eaten or drinken my way around the world. Some people will go and do that at Epcot.
Yeah.
I think it would be really cool to go for their food and wine festival.
Oh, I was wondering, should we spin for what season we go in? Because then it would be, we could add that, incorporate that into our, should we spin right now?
Let's spin, because that? I think that'll be fun. Yeah, let's right, spin great. For what season. And then we get to know, like, if you're there at Christmas.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay, so we've got spring, summer, fall, winter, and then your choice.
Ooh, that would be right, hard to have to choose.
I know, I'll spin for you.
I think Christmas could be really fun. Or I don't know when the food and wine. Your choice! Woohoo!
Wow, wow, wow. It's up to you, girl. All right,
okay, maybe I'll go for that food and wine festival.
There you go. Winter!
Christmas right. at Disney World. A very Florida winter.
A very Florida winter. I'm seeing sandals with a Santa hat on.
I love it. I love it.
I'm
Surfer
seeing
Santa.
An alligator. Yeah, I'm seeing an alligator with, you know, a Hawaiian shirt on with a Santa beard and a Santa hat. Well, guys, remember to rate and review. Please rate and review. Please follow us on Twitter. And please remember to tell us which places at Disney World you love the most so that we can. There's so many hotels to choose from. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, each one has something special. So let us know which one you like. I know you know which one you're picking.
Oh, yeah. I stayed there. Well, I'll save it. I just can't wait to go back down memory lane.
All right, guys. Well, email us thebigonespodcast@gmail.com and tweet us thebigonespod on Twitter. And thanks for listening to
Playcation,
the unpacking.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.